This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20.
Joining us on the line right now, a guy who always comes loaded for bear, Joe DeGenova, legal analyst, former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia. Good morning to you, Joe.
Good morning, Brian.
I want to start off by talking about this lawsuit that's going to get a hearing today from two Democratic members of the Electoral College. I think they're from Colorado.
Yeah.
And they say that they don't want to necessarily be required to follow the will of the voters of Colorado. Now, they're Democrats, and they're not going to walk away from Hillary Clinton. But their larger point is they shouldn't be required to follow the state vote. And therefore, those who voted for Trump should be allowed to change their votes in the Electoral College.
Yeah, well, it's a state law. And they've never been these laws have never been overturned before, and I expect them to lose.
So why do you think this is all coming up right now? And is there some chance they'll find a sympathetic judge?
I'll tell you exactly why it's coming up. It's coming up for the same reason the CIA sent that stupid report up to Capitol Hill last week. This is an effort to delegitimize the presidency of Donald Trump. Just like the agency went up on Capitol Hill and briefed people and said that the Russians hacked the DNC in order to, quote, help Trump. Well, guess what? The CIA is trying to, quote, hurt Trump. You are seeing the beginning of an effort to delegitimize the duly elected president of the United States. Why do I say that? There are 3,141 counties in the United States. Trump won 3,084 of them. Clinton won 57. This is nonsense. And what you are seeing is the final destruction of the Democratic Party with these clowns out in Colorado. It doesn't surprise me that it happens in a state that has a high elevation and that people are a little goofy to begin with. But this is exactly what's going on. And the big story is not in Colorado. It's in D.C. Let me tell you something. The CIA is a hotbed of Democratic career civil servants. And you bet your bippy there ought to be an investigation of the CIA and the hacking, because they ought to call up every one of those damn analysts from the CIA and make them testify under oath how they figured out that the Russian intention, motive, was to help Trump. That lawsuit in Colorado pales in comparison to what's going on in D.C. This is a fight for the presidency. And the agency and the Department of State, with career civil servants, are going to do everything they can to destroy Trump's presidency. And you know what? They've made the biggest mistake they ever could have. They showed their hand early by doing this goofy report on Capitol Hill. This never would have happened. If Hillary had won, there would have been no CIA investigation of what the Russians did or didn't do. This is partisan politics by the CIA. They need to clean house out at that place.
Is that what you're sensing will happen with Mike Pompeo going in, becoming the new CIA director? Do you think that would be a possibility?
I can tell you right now, the CIA just made the biggest mistake of their life by doing what they did on Capitol Hill the other day. Pompeo is a tough cookie. He is going to clean house. Let me just say something. Remember back in Bush 2 when Dick Cheney went out to the CIA for personal briefings and stories were leaked over the next few weeks about how the analysts felt intimidated by Cheney because he came out and asked them questions? Do you think that ever would have happened if a Democratic vice president had gone out to the agency and asked for briefings? The agency is a disaster. They need a neutron bomb out there to get rid of people and reinstall it. The place is awful. But let me just tell you something. Here's the thing about the hacking. Nobody claims, and it's fairly obvious, that everything that was leaked about the DNC was true. Brazil's emails, Podesta's emails, whether the Russians did it or not, and I am going to assume that they did. Why wouldn't I assume that the Russians were at least party to this? But remember what James Comey said about the hacking of Hillary's server? They asked him if a foreign entity could have done it. He said, we'd never know, because they never leave tracks.
Well,
so how the hell does the CIA know?
Well, we just spent an hour talking about this, Joe, and one of the things that concerns me a great deal is that when you read some of these stories, you find intelligence officials quoted as saying, hey, you know what? People listened to this briefing and they walked away with hearing what they wanted to hear, the things that fit into their own personal narratives in this particular case.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not so sure that the CIA came out and said it as definitively as some are suggesting it has been said.
Well, guess what? That's the agency's problem. If they're so smart, they ought to know how to say it the right way. The fact is, this has nothing to do with being smart. This is pure partisan politics. If you were to do the same analysis of the campaign contributions at the CIA as they've done at the State Department and the DOJ, where 94% went to Hillary, it's the same thing at the CIA.
Yep.
This was a terrible mistake by the agency. This is them interfering in an American election.
Joe, do you think this extends to the FBI as well?
Oh, listen, Comey has to go. Forget about the inside of the FBI. The FBI tends to be a little bit more conservative than most other federal agencies, certainly at the agency and the upper levels, not in the basic employees, secretaries, administrative staff. Those are all Democrats, too. I mean, don't kid yourself. These people all live in the Washington metropolitan area. They're all Democrats. But Comey, there's no way Comey can stay. I mean, does anybody believe that the FBI director has any credibility? He's like Brennan. Brennan's a hack. He's always been a hack.
Well, if what you're saying is true, then maybe we should be less concerned about the Russians' involvement in trying to tilt the election, and the CIA's involvement and the FBI's involvement would be more of concern to us.
And that is my point. My point is that neither the CIA nor the FBI has any credibility at all. This thing with the agency is absolutely outrageous. First of all, Reince Priebus says the Republican National Committee was not hacked, and the agency says they were. Well, la-di-da. Who the hell knows better? But the FBI has told Reince Priebus that there is no evidence that the Republican National Committee it was hacked. They weren't asking if a bunch of people who are related to the RNC were hacked.
Right.
Who knows?
I got to ask you real quick on another topic. The Michigan Supreme Court threw out Jill Stein's recount appeal. Your thoughts on that?
Oh, what a ridiculous lawsuit. Well, these lawsuits should have been thrown out initially by the trial judges. The problem is, these things always take a little bit of time, and that's the sad thing. By the way, one little note for people to keep for next week. Tillerson to be Secretary of State. Let me tell you something about Tillerson. He's a good man. However, there's somebody working at ExxonMobil who was involved in the Benghazi cover-up and the intimidation. Her name is Beth Jones. She used to work at ExxonMobil. She went back to the State Department. She was involved in the cover-up and the intimidation against Greg Hicks and others who blew the whistle on Susan Rice's lying. Beth Jones is at ExxonMobil, and if Tillerson tries to bring her back into the State Department, the Benghazi families are going to go crazy.
All right, we'll keep an eye on that one. Joe DeGeneva.
Don't forget that name, Beth Jones.
I wrote it down.
I have it written down in red ink.
Good.
Joe, thank you so much. Greatly appreciate it.
Bye.